Hot waves began washing across my face. I was smothering. My tongue was dripping like a leaky faucet. And my stomach... Something was going on down there. And it wasn't good news. Something very bad was happening in the deep caverns of my... I stared at the road ahead and tried to concentrate on pleasant thoughts. Sunshine, spring flowers, green grass. Oops, that was exactly the wrong topic to be thinking about because... Listen, we need to talk about green grass. Remember my lecture to Drover about the importance of salad in a dog's diet and how grass is good for the digestion? It had sounded good at the time, and I had spoken those words with the greatest of sincerity, no kidding. But I was beginning to suspect that... How can I say this? Okay, let's try another approach. In the great game of life, we have our facts that have been proven through years of experience, and those facts that are still, well, theoretical. The theoretical facts sound good, and sometimes they even sound great, but they haven't been submitted to rigorous testing. See, we knew for a fact that dogs sometimes get an irrational craving for green grass. What we didn't know, what we couldn't have known, was... Well, what might happen if a dog not only ate a few sprigs of grass, but maybe ate a whole bunch of it? A gallon. A bushel. Half a ton. We had no test data to show what might happen to a dog who wolfed down 2 tons of green grass. But our internal instruments were beginning to suggest... I swallowed hard and stared at the road ahead. I was panting. My tongue continued to drip. The air inside the cab had turned hot and putrid. I really needed to step outside a moment, but Slim was still poking along as slow as a... Uh-oh. I felt this creepy feeling in the dark depths of my innards, as though a mysterious hand had reached inside me, had closed its deadly grip around my stomach, and had begun. All at once, my head was moving up and down, and I heard this really weird sound that seemed to be coming from, well, from my own body and soul. It wasn't a happy sound, or the kind of sound a dog would want to make inside the closed cab of a pickup that smelled like... And suddenly, I knew that my life had been seized by unseen forces. See, that business of my head moving up and down, I wasn't in control of it. It wasn't coming from my own free will. Some evil force had climbed inside my body, had taken command of all my vital plumbing functions, and the pickup came to a sudden stop and I went crashing nose first into the dashboard. I turned my soggy eyes towards Slim and saw that, well, that he had melted into a blob of bacon fat. Honest, his face was wavy and fuzzy. And gee, my head was moving up and down, and... Hank, if you barf in my pickup... After that, everything became a blur.